Well, isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Have you looked forward to these services? How many of you enjoyed service here Wednesday night? Did we have church or did we have church? Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so mindful of us. He gives us what we need when we need it. And I'm glad I'm one that can receive whatever He has for us. Are you glad for that tonight? Turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in the house of God on Saturday night. We need to pick up. One more time, if you will. Your wings, little eagles, and fly. Oh, you were born for the valley. You were born to soar in the sky. Somebody say praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. We've got a lot of prayer requests we want to let you know about. Sister Irene Pierce says, please remember my husband Mike Pierce. He's having stress tests done in the morning. Also remember my daughter-in-law's family. Her aunt passed away, so we just want to remember those folks in prayer as we pray that the Lord would be mindful of them. I want to pray for Brother Abe Dyke from Texas, who really needs healing in his body. Also, his sister-in-law needs healing, but most of all, salvation. So we want to remember that need tonight as we pray. Sister Lisa Vaughn says to please pray for Maya Horniak. I hope I got that name right. She is home with a high fever and congestion. So let's pray for that need tonight. Please continue to pray for Sister Daisy Rice, as well as another lady by the name of Lois at the Princeton Rehab Center. So we want to remember those requests tonight. The Lord will be mindful of them. Also want to pray for Brother Daniel Nunn. He came through his surgery on Wednesday, but needs our prayers through this time of healing. So let's remember Brother Daniel as we pray tonight. The Lord will be mindful of him. Brother Sam, Sister Gail Clark, they want to thank everyone for your prayers, your cards, your visits during her sickness. Continue to remember them in prayer. May God bless our brother and sister Sam and Sister Gail. I want to pray for Sister Linda Babb, who is very sick with congestion, a cough, and a fever tonight. Let's pray for her healing. Brother Jim Babb and the folks over in the library, they said they want to thank everyone for the blood drive. It was a good success for our community. Special thanks to Sister Carrie Arrowood and Brother Keith Phillips for their help. So if you participated in that, they want to say thank you. There will be There will be no Sunday school in the morning. That's for the children. There will be no Sunday school in the morning, so remember that. I want to remember Brother Bud Davis, the loss of his brother. He passed away on the 20th. Of this month, so let's pray that the Lord would comfort them during this time. Please remember Brother Kaiser, our brother-in-law, going through a hard time. Brother Gene and Sister Jane, send that in. Let's just pray that the Lord would give them peace in their home. Continue. Well, this is another prayer request for Sister Daisy Rice. I want to pray for Brother Gary Ayers. He had surgery last Sunday. is still very sore. Also remember Sister Ayer's father, that his eyesight will come back. So let's remember those needs tonight. We just commit that to the Lord. Please remember a little 2-year-old girl named Quinn. She has a brain lesion and her family and friends request prayer. She also has an older sister that needs prayer also. So let's remember that as we pray tonight. Please pray for my sister Crystal to become a Christian. The Lord knows all about that, who that's from. We just committed unto the Lord. Sister Lona sends this in. This afternoon I was going into a store when a young lady stopped in front of me and she just kept turning around and watching me. After we entered the same store, she stopped me and asked me if I attended a holiness church, and I told her I did. She said that the Lord spoke to her and wanted me to pray for her friend. She's a very young person with small children and is dying with cancer. Her friend is holiness too. She also said that she has had cancer before. I have prayed for this young lady and her family, but wanted the believers to pray with us also. So we just commit that need unto the Lord, that God would be mindful of that situation. How many of you know we're serving a great big God tonight? He's a God that cares about whatever you have need of. He is very concerned about what your need is. If you have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about, could we stand tonight? Brother Bill Yance is here. Brother Bill, come tonight if you would. Let's invite the presence of the Lord into this service tonight. And just commit all these things unto the Lord. We're serving a powerful Savior. He is a risen Savior. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Bill, God bless you tonight. Certainly appreciate Brother Bill Yance, don't we? Amen. God bless Brother Bill. Praise the Lord. God bless you, buddy. Love you, baby. God bless you.
Now, how many's going to help me? Where there's unity, there's power. We ought to be able to shake his both cities, Elizabeth and Johnson City, both tonight. There's enough power for the Holy Ghost in this house to shake it real good. Join with me in prayer. Master Jesus, I cannot remember all these names as Brother Louis was going through him, but you heard every one. Let the mighty power of the Holy Ghost that's among us saturate the house tonight with your presence. Let your mighty power come. And we're living in the age that the spoken word of God ought to be coming from our lips. That when we speak, God hears and he moves. I pray, God, that every request of prayer that we're asking for right now, cancer is nothing to God. All kinds of problems and situations in people's lives, we're glad, God, and we've got our war clothes on and we're ready to go to war against the devil. I pray, Lamb of God, that you'll drop down here now, and as the minister comes tonight, let the Holy Ghost take a hold of him and just, Lord, speak, increase all of our faith and strengthen our lives by the word of God. We just love and thank you for all blessings, for your kindness. We're grateful. These things we honor you for it all. The highest name I can call on in heaven and earth is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to do all these things, and we praise you for it. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you, buddy. God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in this service, and we do have several visitors with us tonight, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming the service tonight, I pray it'll be a great blessing to those folks as well. Let's sing a song tonight. I bowed on my knees and cried holy. I believe that's our ultimate desire, is to cry holy unto the Lord for what he has done for us. Is that your desire tonight? How many of you know he's worthy of your praise? Amen. Let's sing about it tonight.
Oh, yes, I bowed on my knees and cried holy. a city called glory. Oh, so bright and so fair. When I entered,
sing it to him, church,
its gates, I cried, holy, the angels hold me. Oh God, I I believe in a city called heaven.
This is what the Lord told me.
Because I met its King. He told me that I would be there with him. And on his name one day, his praises I shall sing. Eternal shall be my joy. Saints all dress in white.
Satan showed up too late to make us believe anything else, right? Our God reigns. Somebody say praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Brother Fred Mullins Jr. is in the house somewhere tonight. I don't know exactly where, but I've done got a request right back here. All right. I'm glad you spotted him, Brother Donnie. Brother Fred, come on. God bless you. We're waiting on you. Give him a nice hand as he comes to sing tonight. Your daddy said you was going to try to get out of it, but he's still the boss, I reckon. We love his guys, don't we? Appreciate him with all of our heart. You're too big for me to slap.
Amen. Amen.
Sing us a song, buddy.
Jesus on Damascus Road one day, and those are the very same words he heard my master say. Saul had a very strong mind and a very strong determination. He was gonna persecute all of the Christians he could find. But Saul saw the light that day, and he fell down upon his face. Yeah, he heard the voice of Jesus. Well, now, and this is what he has to say. I wanna know. Jesus on Damascus Road one day, and those were the very same words he heard my master say. Saul had a very strong mind and a very strong determination. Persecute all of the Christians he could find. But Saul, he saw the light that day, and he fell down upon his face. He heard the voice of my Jesus, and now, and this is what he had to ain't no way, there's no way you can live your life, living in the life of a sinner. Yeah, there ain't no way living your life. I got something to tell you. 'Cause you are fighting every day of your life. I know you are. Oh, you are fighting a losing battle. And there's no way you can be living in a life full of sin. Yeah, there ain't no way. Yeah, there ain't no way. I said there ain't no way. Living your life full of sin. Hallelujah.
Stay there, buddy. We're going to have your mom sing. Brother Fred will be up in a minute. And he's happy to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So appreciate the grace of God. I called Brother Fred the other day and I said, buddy, I need some help. It wasn't just a few hours. My phone was, if it could have caught its breath, it would have been. So he wanted to come up here this weekend. Kind of a quick notice for a bunch of our brothers, but we're going to plan on having a big meeting and have a lot of our brothers come in and prove this false accusation of the devil hundreds and hundreds of times wrong. Hallelujah. But mainly what we're going to do is have church. We have one agenda this weekend. That's to see our God walk right among us. That's all. Because we'll never prove what we are, who we are, and all that sort of thing to these people out here. What's more importantly is that He knows who we are. Amen. So we just so appreciate the opportunity and appreciate Brother Fred coming. I'm just going to have Brother Fred, if he'll come up right now, and just invite whoever's going to sing. And
come on, praise the Lord, everybody. May I ask you a question? How many of y'all are worshipers in here? I'll ask again. How many worshipers in here? How many love the Lord in here? How many knows as great as He that is in you than He that is in the world? And the world loves it on. But this bride is a force to be reckoned with, I'll tell you that. I'll say that again. This bride is a force to be reckoned with. We will not be defeated. We will not be stopped. We are overcomers. Help me, somebody. And the devil is a liar. I love him. I love him. You may be sitting for a minute before. I feel like we got all night tonight. I'm at my best when I'm at a war. A little controversy, a little evil, a little bad talk stirs me up real good. I don't go run in a corner. I don't cow down. I get ready to fight. But the way we're going to fight with love. We're going to feed the devil with love, with God's power and His grace. And we're going to show them mercy. They speak evil, we speak love. They persecute, we bless. But I promise this, we fall down, but we get up. Can the true church say amen? In the midst of us, there's a true church. Brother Branham said in the Church Age book, he says, now, you got to realize, you got to know that there's two spirits within the framework of this true church. And when you can identify with the true spirit and know which one you are an overcomer. You'll be not be able to be stopped. You'll be an invincible army. We don't have to be a big army, but we'll be an invincible army. So I'm going to get my niece to sing, because I have so many great things to tell you. It's good to be back again. It is really good to be back again. I heard that my brother Abel was wounded. And me being the self that I am. I said, me being the self that I am, when I heard that my brother was wounded. Be spiritual, I'm saying this now. I come to see why Abel was being hit on. I can't call him my big brother because we're the same age. But I can say he's my big brother in the Lord. I'll tell you, it's good. I'm glad I met him some 20 years ago. And even if we had a difference of opinion, it never separated us. We never had racial problems. His children grew up with my children. His wife knew my wife. And we've been like family from the time we met to now. So regardless of what the world says, he's still my brother. And I'll be my brother in glory. I want to tell y'all something else that's a blessing. Here some years ago, I had a few brothers from y'all church. I've never forgot it. They go with me to Mississippi. Went to the country of Mississippi, and some of them still one lineage, you know, so let's give them a hand. Went to Mississippi. His brother Kent went to Mississippi. We'll give him a hand. I remember this. And I can't remember what was the rest of them that went, but it was three or four of them. When they sang, my brother Louis, he went to give him a hand. And we was in Mississippi. And we was locked in with the prisoners. We didn't worry about color. We had one another back. They sung and I preached. And they've been my brothers since the day I met them. They haven't changed. I'm going to tell you, bride don't change. And don't you let no bad words or what people say discourage you. That just makes us love that more. So God is good. And I'm not going to hop on that all night. We come to hear the word. Hallelujah. And let the people go into the Bible says, let the heathens rage and imagine vain things. So let anybody say what they want to say. We know where we stand. Amen. Can the true church say amen? Amen? So come on, Sister D, and give them a song. And then they got a song request for me and Brother Donnie to sing together. I'll move my mountain. I'll let him sing because I'm too hoarse. But before me and him sing, I'm going to let DeAndre Fred asked me to let her sing. So, Sister D, would you come give them a quick song? Oh, jeez. I want to tell y'all, I'm going to shock y'all. I'm a granddaddy of 9 grandchildren. And believe this or not, come here, Sierra. Sierra is the oldest granddaughter. And Brother Donnie met me when my kids was little teenage children. Well, Donnie, I got a teenager 16. That's going to be a graduate from high school and college. And her name is Sierra. She's old. That's Fred's oldest. And Tammy have one. His name is Christian. He just got his license. He planned on going to college. He's 16. So I must be getting old now. They all sing.
There's been times when I felt in doubt, but I didn't give up, even though I gave out. Seems like some loss got all in my way, and the road got long the more I prayed. But when it seems like I couldn't make it long,
I kept right on praying and walking on and said, Lord, it's in your hand.
Your hand.
Everything that I have, I turn it over to you, Lord.
Your hand.
No one knows but God the sorrows that I bear. 'Cause when I turn to my friends, it seems like no one cares. Sometimes I get weak. Lord, you made me strong. I gotta keep right on, keep right on, keep right on and walking on. I said, oh Lord, come in every way, but in my heart, Jesus, that's where you must stay. 'Cause living down here from day to day, it gets rough, gets tough for me, Jesus. To you I pray. Sometimes I get weak. Lord, you made me strong. I gotta keep right on. In every way, but in my heart, Jesus, that's where you must stay. 'Cause living down here from day to day, it gets rough, gets tough for me, Jesus. Yeah. You, I pray. Sometimes I get weak. You made me strong. I gotta keep right on. Keep right on.
Church, I don't know all the words, and Brother Danny said, when you get to Brother Donnie, get him to help you sing it. So I reckon, Brother Donnie, you're going to have to get me through this tonight. I got up, I felt fine, I lost my voice. It's the enemy. But we're going to be just fine, but we're going to try it, Brother Donnie. You're going to have to help me. Ain't no grave going to hold our bodies down. You ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Ain't no grave. Oh my.
meet me in the middle of the land. If these waves don't work, Lord, give me a brand new land and a grave. Oh, my God, I lost when okay for time. Coming up out that
never change. Amen. Take me to the river, bury me, do whatever you want with me. I'm coming back. Amen. Go ahead and drive the nails, but I'll rise again. Amen. It's all good. God is good. I sure love singing, but I just can't do it tonight. So I better go to the word before I don't have no voice. But he is rich in mercy. Amen. Thank God, because I love you and you love me. My little boy, David, when he was 7, he come home one day. And he sung a song, and don't try to sing because I'm just going to paraphrase how he said it. He said, the world is a rainbow. We're just one big family. It's like a big mixing cup. You take it up when you stir it up. And when it all stirred up, you come out, we're all one big family. And he used to sing that thing when he was a little kid. And I used to love that. And I told his kids, I said, your daddy called a revelation in school one day. The world is just like a big rainbow. They're taking and dropping in the music cup. When you all stir it up, it all comes out. One big family. Thank God, rich in mercy. Like for you get your Bibles to the book of Genesis. I just want to go to the word right before I pray. And I'll ask you to just pray with me tonight. And I appreciate each and every one of you. We're coming back again. I'm going to be talking with you. Yes, sir. We're going to be coming back again if the Lord permits sometime. But when I come back the next time, I'm not coming back with just 10 or 15. I'm going to bring Noah's Ark with me. I already talked to Brother Larry Nichols. I talked to Brother Smiley from Okeechobee, Florida. I done talked to him. Oh, man. Maybe that's why I ain't got no voice. And when we heard about our brother, the black brothers put on their guns. And they mounted on the stallions. And they said, whatever you say, Brother Fred, you point the direction, we'll go. So if y'all see a string of cars coming, They'll come from the east and west. They'll come from the land so far to dine with the queen. I better leave you alone. Your presence so sweet. The king, he knows who we are. We'll come from the south and north to come to Tennessee to fellowship with the bride of Christ today. The Lord is so sweet to me. Amen. My blessing. Amen. So they all made me a promise. They said, when you get ready, set it up with Brother Don and we'll make arrangements. We'll come. So y'all may have to give us, y'all take this part and we'll take that part. Cause, and we're going to try to mangle in together and we'll upset the devil a little bit. So let us bow our head just a moment as brothers and sisters and go to the Lord. Father, you're so kind to us and you're rich in mercy. We love you for giving us a prophet in this generation that revealed the word to us. You spoke through him as the Son of Man through a Son of Man. He was the Son of Man and he was a Son of Man. We thank you for a prophet. Then we thank you for the fivefold ministry that you use to be the bride's dress. We thank you for that, Lord. But above all, we thank you for eternal life. Placing our names on the Lamb Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And calling us your bride. Bless us now tonight, Father. And bind any spirit that will try to hinder the work of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise and honor. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. I'd like to go to Genesis chapter 4. I imagine sometime or another you've heard Brother Donnie speak in areas on this. But I ran a series on this. And I wasn't certain whether I was going to speak on this. And I was studying. I was going to speak on distractions tonight. But my heart just fell on dealing with the worshiper tonight. So I'm going to read a little bit of Genesis and I'll let you be seated. Genesis chapter 4. And the Bible says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife. And she conceived and bared Cain and said, I got a man from the Lord. Amen. One thing I want to say before I get into this, did you notice that she already knew that she had a man child? Right. While she bared him in her womb, she turns to Adam and says, I got a man from the Lord. And now all life comes from God. That's why she could say that. She got a seed from her. It wasn't Adam's seed. It was a seed that God allowed her to receive because all life comes from God. And this seed here was a worshiper. And she began to bear again. She bared his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. Listen to both of nature. One of them was a keeper of sheep, and the other one was the tiller of the soil, the ground. So their nature was already set. Their destiny was already set. The war just had not started. Can you say amen? Their destiny was already set. I will say this to you. They already was worshipers. They just didn't know it because it wasn't manifesting time. But they was already ordained to be worshipers. Now here's the part I really emphasize in my church. I says, and the Bible says, in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought up the fruit of the ground. You see, he born a tiller of the ground. So he brought up what he was. You can only bring what's in you. Whatever in you, that's what you're going to produce. You are what you eat. You can be a worshiper, but Jesus said in John chapter 5, in vain, 15:9, in vain do they worship me. So you can be a worshiper and worship in vain. Is that all right? And Abel brought of the first of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel. Amen. The Lord respect Abel. Amen. How many of y'all want respect from the Lord. The Lord must have loved him because of respect what he done. I want to preach. I want to run the house, but I want to be nice tonight. I want to tell you that the prophet of God said that Cain grabbed a little ewe lamb. And he didn't have rope in there, so he tied some kind of brass around his neck and jerked him along and dragged him up to the altar. Laid him on the altar and took a rock and hit him until his neck started spewing blood. Abraham had something in him that breathed blood. Had a calling for life. But Cain had something calling for the ground. He had something with no manifestation. Something with no forgiving power. He couldn't help it. He had what you call the can't help it. I hope you ever said he had the can't help it. He can only give what was in him to give. And you folks can only give what's in you to give. Brother Brandon said his seed is not ever struck. Every seed gonna bring forth of a kind. Whether you accept it or not, your worship will either come from Satan or from God. He said there are two forms of two spirits. One spirit comes from the underworld, and another spirit comes from God. And the one you're feeding on is who you are. You may be seated. Cause I want. It's strange. It is strange that we really in our hearts want to worship. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to worship, but you need to know who you're worshiping. I'm going to make some statements, and I'm not going to keep me long, but I'm going to say some things that I tried to stain my church. I tried to make them recognize your good works don't cut it. Amen. I don't care if you're the best tithe payer. I don't care if you beat everybody in the church. I don't care if you're a deacon. I don't care if you're a preacher. I really don't care what you say you will. If you didn't come from God, you can't go back to God. The good thing about a wrestler, he don't make his choice. We didn't choose who we are. God chose you. God handpicked you. Brother Brown said, God in his mind handpicked his bride for the foundation of the world, and nobody can take your place. You ought to be the happiest people in the world tonight. They shouldn't be a sad person in here knowing that God picked you and called you his bride. Man, that's pretty special. You know that God would take time out in his eternal plan and have you or me as his bride. This whole church ought to be on fire if you can get on fire. But you know, a lot of y'all look at Cain and you think Cain was mean. Cain was a good guy. I know y'all got Cain picked out as a booger, but he wasn't no booger. Cain actually looked better than Abel. In nature, Cain was a better fella than Abel. Broad shoulders, handsome fella, and had all the right words. And his mother loved both of them. His mother breastfed both of them. They both fed from the church. The woman types the church, they both fed from the church. They both was taught by the church. But one of them got the church. One of them became what she was. I want to say something. I don't know how you take it. Eve was the tree of death. She brought forth death. I know a lot of times we call Adam the true life, but Brother Brown said Christ was the true life. And Adam being a part of him, he was life. But Christ was that true life in the garden, and Eve was the tree of death. And Cain took on the nature of his father. Oh, Lord. Ain't you glad you took on your father's nature tonight? I'm by God's grace, I want to handle it like I handle it with my church if the Lord will allow me to. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou? Because after disrespecting him, God disrespected his offering. I don't like your worship. I don't like what you brought to me. God was just honest with him. I don't know why people don't like honest people. But he did give him a second chance. I tell you what, Cain. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you. If you will change your way of worship, get rid of these pretty flowers you brought to me, and go do like your brother. I hope y'all spiritual. God sent the devil on Abel. When God bragged on Abel, a jealous spirit got on Cain. Because that was the spirit that was in heaven. His father was a jealous rascal. And when God said, if you'll go do like Abel, that jealous spirit hit him. Now remember, Abel didn't say a word. You don't read in Moses' writing when you begin to tell about it. Abel never opened his mouth. God was doing all the talking. But because God showed favor in Abel, Cain got jealous. And God said, don't be wrong. Wait a minute. I'm going to give you the same gift I gave Abel if you can do this. Go home, go back, and bring me like he brought me. Now I'm going to tell y'all something. A lot of people don't tell me, but God, I told you, God did him a favor. God told him what he had to do. Abel had it by revelation. And God told him, now I'm going to show you he was born for hell. God told him what Abel had was right. He said, if you go bring this, I'll accept you. How much plainer can you get when God tell you, if you will do this, you can come in. Brother Brown said, if you receive the token, God will let you get it. God tells you what his requirement is, but can you get it? So Cain in his spirit says, he spoke to God. I ain't doing it. I'm not going to do it. God saw his spirit before he acted up. Look, God is not invisible. God is not no dummy. God ain't stupid in his head. God knew the end of this. We just learned the end. Let's go to the Father. And Cain was wroth with his wife, and her countenance was fallen. If thou dost well, thy shall be accepted. If thou dost not well, sin life at your door. Now, how much plainer can you get than that? That don't need explaining. If you'll just do like I tell you, you'll be blessed. If you don't, sin life at your door. If God was to say that to you, now how many of y'all say, okay, God, tell me what you want to do. You know God done told you that, some of y'all still won't do it. You say that you would not like Cain, but in all actuality, Cain is some of... Did you... I said to my church, I'm going to say, y'all take it. Did you know everybody in here ain't going to make it? Somebody in here belongs to Cain. We want everybody here to make it, but somebody wrong. Somebody's against somebody in here. Somebody don't love this message, they're coming to find fault. And it ain't your fault. You got to take habits. But if there's something in your heart that makes you love this regardless, you love it in the bad times. You love it in the good times. And when people criticize it, you still love it. Let me tell you what Cain couldn't take. Cain couldn't take criticism. Abel could stand in the hour of criticism and still love the Lord. Some of us can't take pressure. Brother Bram said the bride is built to take pressure. Some people explode when they get too hot. But the higher we get, the better we feel. We have the ability to look on people with mercy. We're just like our Father. We forgive the haters. Somebody said, won't you take a hate pill? You say, I can't do it. My Father couldn't hate, so I can't hate. We have been blessed with our Father's eyes, our Father's revelation. We can help where we come from. Jesus said, all that the Father's given will come. I must come. I must receive this help. I was ordained for it. You was ordained for it. And nobody can take your place. And Cain taught, here's what got me. Cain got jealous and the spirit followed. Now, a lot of people read the Bible and they think, well, it happened right then. But it didn't. They probably went to church a few more times. Even after God rejected him, he still went to church. Because in the process of time, Cain invited him out in the field. Hey, bruh, meet me in the field. I want to show you some crops. You know how people try to set you up? Hey, bruh, I need to see you. Know what you call the slickers? Abel didn't have it in his mind or thought that his so-called brother was going to hurt him. He didn't know that he was going to send out emails on him. Abel had no idea that he was going to get on YouTube and talk about it. Abel loved Cain. He called Cain his big brother. Abel didn't know he was going on Facebook. Abel didn't know he was going to pull all them tricks. So Abel trusted him so much when he called him, he came to him. Somebody say amen. Amen. You know, sometimes you'll trust people and they'll hurt you. So Cain meets him in the field in the process of time. And I can hear him talking right now. You know, in studying, you get, brother, I said, if you get up in the influence of something, you read enough, you can enter into it and can go back into it. When you teach the kids to read a story, tell them to enter into that story, and you can actually go into the story and be a part of the story. Right. So I'm sitting there reading this, and I went back, way back in the garden, on the outside of the garden. I'm seeing the story. I'm looking at how, what happened. Cain was standing talking to Abel. He said, why did you let God treat me like that? Why wouldn't you stop and take sides for me? Abel says, brother, God is God. I mean, why you didn't tell me what to bring? Well, you wouldn't hear me because you didn't hear him. Don't you get smart with me, Abel. Watch your mouth. Now, I called you to talk silver with you. Watch your mouth. I asked you a question. I expect now. So Abel said, brother, why are you rough with me? I love you. You can even have one of my sheep. Don't want your sheep. Don't want to be nothing like you. What did you call me for? Because I'm tired of you getting in my way. Cain, what are we doing? What are we out here for? I'm going to kill you. You won't leave this field alive today. Abel said, brother, don't do this. I just want to show you love. Let's do like God said. Took his life because of jealousy. Right. Brother Branham said, this right here is worse than a gun. Yeah. He said, when you kill a man, influence. Hello. Somebody help me preach it here. Yeah. We got more kings around this message. Oh, I'm going to hush, brother. When I speak on a worshiper, there's people in this message that's worshiping. Come on. Do us, the Methodists can't hurt us. Somebody told me that you better stop talking. You can go to jail calling out church names. Well, somebody got to go. I'm like Paul, let me go. In this message, we got people act worse than denominations. They worship, but they don't know what they're worshiping. Because if you knew what William Branham taught, if you knew the message of the hour, I'm talking to whoever listening on the airways and everywhere. I'm not ashamed of what I'm finna say. If you knew, you wouldn't persecute. Love don't hurt. Even if you thought your brother was wrong, you still wouldn't talk about him. I'm talking to the worshiper now. I'm going around circles to get to a point. Did you know Brother Branham was in a meeting one time? Let's watch Abel and let's watch Cain. Brother Branham was able, and Cain was this fellow that tried to get Brother Branham to do wrong. Brother Branham said, the man says, that man is saying you're not here. And I remember they said, the man says, William Branham here. The man says, no, he's not here. The man said, Brother Branham, this is your time. Get him. Go out and shame him. Brother Branham said, well, I couldn't do my brother like that. You see the difference in Abel and Cain? Cain stood there and lied, said he wasn't there. And another man told him, says, run out there and shame him. So say you here. Brother Branham said, I'd never do my brother like that. I wonder how many of us got that same nature. Brother Perry Green said that one time Brother Branham was in a situation, having a tent revival. His name and the man got together and had a tent together. Said the man sold his tent out. Come up on the Brother Branham and said, Perry Green was upset. And Brother Branham says, why y'all upset? All right, God of hell. Said, just go on and love that brother. Perry said, man. Go on and love the brother. Said, he saw Brother Branham one day riding on high with his arms around the brother. The man that sold his tent. He was riding with his arms around with the wind blowing. Perry said, how can you do that, Brother Branham? He done you wrong. He said, I'm not God, Perry. He said, God will take care of that. God told me to love everybody. Watch evil nature, the true worshiper. But here's a shocking thing I'm going to read to you. Brother Branham says, and it takes back to the scripture, that Cain was a true worshiper. Now here's something that blew me out of the water. And I really had to go to God. Our prophet messed my mind up. He'll mess yours up too if you don't pray. He said Cain bleed from the heart. He said Cain was a believer. He said when God weighed their efforts. Now listen to this. When God weighed their efforts for his church, altar laid out, everything, Cain wouldn't even look better. Cain had everything right but one thing. The thing he needed right, he got wrong. You can dress up, shape up, look up, but if your... Hallelujah. But if your birth certificate ain't from glory, all your worship... Your birth certificate is from glory. Because all you're living. Well, Jesus hurt him one time bad, and I'm all over the place trying to get out the true worship. But Jesus hurt the first is bad one time. In one place he told him, because you say you're saved, now you ain't. He tells him in St. John's, I believe chapter 8 or 9, he says, ye are of your father, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. And a murderer.
You know, they told him, we be not born of fornication.
Fornication is sex before marriage. They must have understood the serpent seed. Strange. They understand it. But the modern church can't understand that it was a sex act in the garden. Adam's wife slept with the serpent. And he wasn't something slithering over the ground. The Bible said it stood on 2 feet. The Bible also says it what?
They tell me you're preaching that old doctrine, William. No, they don't call him William Branham. They call him Branham. You better put some respect on that name. That's God's man.
The Bible says he walked and he talked. And a tree to be desired. Please find me a tree that you got desire. Find me a tree that'll make you wise. Excuse me, let me talk to the tree for a minute. Hey, tree, where's heaven?
It won't answer me. The tree won't talk to me.
The Bible said the tree walked. Talk to you. Somebody find me that talking tree. They don't understand the serpent seed at all. Paul even said, don't be beguiled like the serpent beguiled Eve. You mean to tell me a tree beguiled a woman? Yes. Beguiled means to deceive. In order to deceive me, you got to talk to me. You need to talk to me so you can get your intelligence in my head. Because she was pregnant in her head before she was pregnant in her body. But the true worshiper won't hear the voice of the devil. Brother Branham said, don't even stop and listen. When negative come your way, turn your head. When something ain't right, walk away from it. You're a bride of Christ. You're better than that.
Here's where the Lord got him at, that little rascal. Can I call him that little rascal? I don't care if you get upset. He is a rascal. And Cain, verse 9, and the Lord said unto Cain, where's Abel? Watch that spirit of Elijah like his daddy. Watch that lying spirit get on him. Where's Abel, thine brother? Isn't it strange God called Abel's brother? We call a lot of people our brother and our brother. Why y'all quiet tonight? We have this tendency, we act like our father. We call everybody brother because we want everybody to make it. Where's thine brother, Cain? Is that what he said? I was in verse 9. And he said, what hast thou done? Well, excuse me, he says, am I my brother's keeper? Come on, Cain. You went from talking trash to God, not talking back to him. He asked you a simple question. Where's your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? That spirit of that nature of his pappy was raising up. He's getting bolder and bolder how he talked to God. You notice people that leave the message, they get bolder and bolder. They get depressed. They'll say anything after a while. Paul said, if I build again the things that I once tore down, I make myself a transgressor. He was not afraid. The God that he was afraid of, he was not afraid to talk trash to him. Am I my brother's keeper? You know why he said that? Because he wasn't. He only spoke what was in him. God almighty, I wish I... When I preached 5 sermons on this, and honest to God, the more I talked about it, the brighter it got. I started understanding. I don't care how good you do it. I don't care how you polish it up, fix it up. If God, if you ain't part of God, nothing you say gonna work. Let's take a New Testament believer to bring back over here. I'm gonna show you a fine young man. I know some of y'all don't know where I'm headed when I say this. Fine young man that was a believer. The young rich ruler. The young rich ruler was a fine young man. A believer. Dressed right. Went to church and paid his tribute. Paid his tithes. Paid his offerings. Went and worshiped every Sunday. Or every Sabbath. And one day he ran into a little dirty foot, dusty robe, dirty little man. Yeah, that he heard a lot of talk about. And he goes up to him and, you know, I think he was trying Jesus. And he says, good master, what could I do to gain eternal life? Watch Jesus. Jesus, don't commit adultery. Don't do this, don't do this. Jesus knew where he was headed at. He had him. Jesus had him just like he got us when we do wrong. You know what he replied to Jesus? I've done all of that. I'm a good worshiper. That you told me, I've been took at it. But Jesus, you like one thing. Tell me what it is, no problem. God goes right to his heartstring. His wallet. You know how you was about your money. I better hush him again. God went right to that big fat wallet. And said, you see all them barns you got out there? He said, yes, sir. Take them and tear them down and sell them and distribute the money to the poor. The Bible says he walked away sad. But he wanted to know how to get to heaven. Do you know thousands of people tell God through this message, how can I be born again? And the moment God tried to show them across the pulpit, they get bitter. Do you know? I'm going to make a statement, go get me in trouble, and I don't care. When you don't care, you just don't care. Did you know that a sinner man made a statement that nobody never, ever kicked? But when a man of God made the same statement, he became the devil. It's strange how a man of God can recite something that a sinner said and even go out to the scripture with it and be called the devil. But a sinner can do it, or a Muslim can do it, and it's all right. I'm talking about the worshipers now. True worshipers. Well, Brother Fred, where you headed at? Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. I heard this with my own ears. A year ago, me and my son was on YouTube, and the greatest boxer in the world, the world champion, there's never been another boxer like him, sat down in an interview with a British news reporter. And he asked him a question. We hear you bashing people getting married to the wrong color. Muhammad, have you ever seen a black and a white bird fly off together? Huh? That's what Ali said. He said, have you ever seen a blue bird and a red bird fly off together? Why y'all quiet, y'all scared? Well, he didn't stop. He got down to the nitty gritty. He said, I don't understand why my beautiful black sisters would want to marry a white man. But Fred, be careful, be careful. You're calling colors now. Well, I'm the black one doing it. What would a beautiful white woman want with a black man? And what would a black man want with a white woman? He stood against, he didn't want his children, them to do it. And Martin Luther King, now y'all don't know him like I know him because I'm of his race. So all you people talking about Martin Luther King, go back to school again. And I lived some of it. In the early 70s, I seen some of the riots. Dr. Martin Luther King did not say marry. Oh, they got quiet on that. Martin Luther King says, I long to see the day that a black man and a white man and the children could walk together hand in hand and can go to school together, not get married. What's wrong with these worshipers? What's wrong with these worshipers? Well, take the word of God and try to make it fit their fancy. You've got to stay with the word of God. God has one way of doing things. You can't change his pattern. Now, I've been in this message about 40 years and that don't mean nothing. But I did study a little bit. So I picked up a spirit, so I'm going to answer your spirit with a spirit. Well, didn't Moses marry a black woman? Sure he did. God did that for a purpose. Boy, didn't that throw a wrench in that though? God will do things sometimes just to see how we'll react. It actually was a gift. It was a gift. And God had him to do that. Well, you see, Brother Fred, that looks like it's all right. Well, then, God told Hosea to marry a whore. Is that right? Come on, worshipers. You want to swallow a bigger pill than that? God was told that Judas hung himself. Jesus said, go do likewise. How many of y'all going to go hang yourself? We take the word of God and we just take it and just get it all bumming up to fit what we want it to fit. Let every seed bring forth of their own. If God meant for us to be Chinese, we'd all be Chinese. That is not the issue. Brother Fred, that is not the issue. Brother Fred, that is not the issue. Well, tell me what the issue. The issue is, we're talking about black and white. You know why you do that? Because it's National Black History Month. And you're doing that to discredit the bride of Christ. But the true worshiper, we know what's going on. We can rejoice even in criticism. Go read your Bible. Seth never sought out to get Cain for killing his brother. No. Seth just finished out the... Satan was mad because he thought by killing Abel, he stopped God's regime. He thought he stopped God's program. He said God gave another seed. You may kill one of us, but 10 more raise up. You can't stop
the mind of Christ. You can't stop God's plan. He's already laid it out.
We may not be big numbers, but it's not the size of the dog, it's the fight that's in the dog. It goes back to one statement I told my church. Election. Election. Romans chapter 8. All he foreknew, he did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his dear son. And the Bible says, make, be sure of your election and your call. God is one that when he make a decision, oh Lord, if God ever make a decision for you to be a true worshiper, for you to be the one that comes from his mind, no one can change that. They may take your seat, but they can't take your place. It is an absolute revelation. To me, I'm going to say something, Brother Bram said, killed me again. Tomorrow we'll have church. I'm just talking to believers tonight. But our prophet said, not only was Cain a believer, but he had faith. Let's back up a little bit more. Let's put it in words how he said it. He said, you know, if having a nice church would be what God wants, Cain would have made it. He said, building an altar would have done it. Cain would have made it. He said, well, he had faith. He said, that's all right. Cain had faith. He said, God was looking for something else. Representation. Cain didn't have representation. Hallelujah. You know what he did? He was born around a family that been around God. A lot of people have been born around this message and been around it, and they picked up habits. Some they like and some they don't. And then they become a religious person. But see, we wasn't born that way. Like he said in Jeremiah, I believe it is chapter 4, verse 1, he said, Jeremiah, I want to tell you, I knew you in your mother's womb. You was born. Come on, talk about it. God knew you when you was in your mother's womb. And out of all the seeds that your daddy, when his mother was in relationship, out of all the germs that went down through that sperm line, one predestinated seed found it well over the top of the rest and got hold to mother's womb. That was that predestinated seed that God had in his mind, and nobody can take that place. And Brother Branham said that was more supernatural. He said the natural birth is more supernatural than the spiritual birth. Just think how many germs I fought over to get to my mom's bedroom. And a lot of them germs beat me. They was ahead of me, but I had a fight mentality. I had a mind like my father. I didn't look at the circumstances. I looked at the promise. And in my mother's womb, I took a big leap. And millions of germs was ahead of me. But when it was time to latch on, I jumped all of them and grabbed. And the womb closed up. The world has done everything it can to stop me. But it's too late. The womb's closed up. I'm not a worshiper from my mind. I'm not a worshiper from my body. I'm a worshiper from my soul. Somebody say amen. It must come from your soul, and it must be by election. Can I go just a little bit farther? Can I go just a teeny bit farther? Strangest thing I ever seen God do in the worship. There was two more boys that was born to be worshipers. Esau and Jacob. That's a strange one. Esau had the birthright. But let's go back to the womb. It's all right, go back to the womb. The Bible said there was two kingdoms in her. That was already at war. The oldest was kicking the younger, trying to make him turn him loose. He had on to his heel, he wouldn't turn him loose. I'm not going to turn you loose till I get the blessing. That's what he's saying in the womb. He just couldn't hear him saying it. He caught him hungry. Esau was born red. Daddy knew him by the way he felt him, you know. But mama, boy. Somebody say mama. Mama had another plan. Mama done went to God. God didn't reveal to mama the birthright actually belongs to the youngest. Mama had a plan. A true church got a plan. A true church got a plan for the true worshiper. She goes and tells Abel. I goes to tell his brother. Jacob the liar. Listen, Jacob the liar. Jacob the supplanter. Jacob the deceiver. Jacob the no good. Jacob the sorry. Whatever you want to call Jacob. Jacob was the prize. He come because his mama called him. Mama had to show him the way. Mama had to tell him what to do. The five-fold ministry got to tell you what to do. I know some of y'all don't like preachers, think you got your own mind. You came follows. The bride realized she got to have a pastor. The bride realizes she just can't listen to tape. She got to come to church. Oh, y'all ain't got no help. The bride knows that the prophet of God says, find you a church where you can pay tributes to, where you can call your home. And don't sell a tape on the pulpit. Find a man of God to preach to you. Boy, they quiet in here. But Fred, you're going to get killed on the way home. If I die on the way home, I got a brother already in glory. If I make it home, I got a few brothers waiting on me when I get back. It don't matter no more. Somebody got to tell the truth. We've been going around the corner trying to sweeten it up for years. It's time to put some salt on the soap. It's time to tell it like it is and let the real bride show up and let the make-believer show up. Cause truth will make you squeal. There's one thing about truth. Truth will make somebody show up. I'm scared to go into this because they're criticizing him about this. I said, maybe if I quote the scripture and say what it said, they won't say too much. But anyway we do it, we're going to be wrong. The real bride going, amen. And the false worship going to sit there and scratch his head. Should I say amen? Should I go along with that? Even though Brother Branham said that, I don't know whether it's true or not. He's a man. Well, what was Paul? What was Paul? What was Peter? What was Matthew, Mark, and John? They was men that were sinners, had to be born again. They actually done worse than Brother Branham. They denied Jesus. Because you see their name written in the Bible, you make them special. There's no special. People that know, Jesus said, you ain't gonna like it, I'm telling you. Jesus said, blessed are those that have not seen, but yet believe. It's easy when you walk with Jesus in his flesh, but when you can walk with him and they never see him, and believe what he said and never seen him in the flesh, and live by it, and praise him and not seen him yet, you are more blessed. Matter of fact, you and my baby just want to know what you know. I believe this message. Brother Louis, you're a white man and I'm a black man. But I love it, and I love it in adversity. When kids picked at me in school and said I was following a white man, I shouted. Friends turned their back on me and said, I'm following a white man. I said, praise the Lord. I said, I'm following somebody who you following. I said, I'd rather take William Branham's word than every denomination under the sun. You born a Baptist. You born a Methodist. You born a true Pentecost. I said, you say I'm born that. I'm born of God. There's some things about a true Rushman will know their birthplace. A true Rushman will know who their dad is. How do you know your daddy? Raise your hand. All the fussing that went on in this scripture. All the fussing I'm going to tell you right here tonight, when Jacob found out that he got the birthright, Esau said, I'm dying of hungry. I'm dying of hungry. Okay, take it. Remember now, you're giving it freely. And he takes it. Fulfilling scripture. Fulfilling scripture. Take it. And in the process of time, Isaac gets old. Eyes get dim. It's time to pass the blessing. Time to hand out blessings. Esau, my son, go in the field. Get me some vineyard. Cook it for me. And bring daddy some good medicine. Yes, my father. And mom's listening. Mom's listening through the process of time. The true church is listening to God. She wants to get what it takes to make the rapture. Soon as Esau leaves, mom says, Jacob, Jacob, come here. What is it, mom? Go get some vineyard. I'm going to cook it. And you give it to your dad. His blessing time. Mom, my voice don't sound like Esau. I don't have hair. She said, just take it easy. I already figured that out too. Yeah. Go in there and get some of that wool where you kill them animals and put it on you from your neck up. Yeah. Dress right. Dress like Esau. Oh, my God. I want you to pretend that you're Esau. I know you ain't Esau. God knows you're Esau, but your father won't know it. Once you get the blessing, it won't make no difference. Did you know Jacob was scared? You know, when you see the new birth, that thing's scary, boy. You feel that presence, God, you're shaking his shoes. You know how you're present. He walks in that room and says, Father, Father, here's the Vincent. He walks to his father says, the voice of Jacob. This don't sound like my Esau. Yes, Father. Come close, my son. Let me feel of you. You feel like Esau. You smell like Esau. But you don't sound like him. Feed me, my son. Feed me, my son. And he feeds him. Gives him the voice. And now, the blessing time. Kiss me, my son.
Glory.
Did you know? Through the kiss. Through the kiss of the male to his son, God Almighty. Through one kiss brought down every blessing. God knew who the true worshiper was. Sometimes we don't know, but God knew Jacob was going to make a true worshiper. He knew Esau was a crybaby. He knew Esau would mess things up. God, I'm going to yell out, look at election. Look at true predestination. We think we got it figured out, but God already got it worked out. Here again, I'm going to say something. He's the pastor of the church. Here again, I'm going to say something else. And I know y'all got to go home and say something else in this life. In this life, sometimes we mess up bad and people call you no good. Your life get all scooped up and people say, oh, ain't she no good? Don't you dare call nobody no good. Because you won't call somebody no good. Rahab was a true worshiper. Rahab was a prostitute. Rahab was no good in man eyesight. But she met two prophets, two spies, and she obeyed the word. They made a vow between one another. She stuck with the vow. That's a true worshiper. What do I need to do to be saved? We heard about y'all. We heard when y'all passed through a city. All kind of trouble gone. Our men heard that y'all was coming and it melted in their hearts. When y'all start tearing things down, save me and my family. I'll tell you what to do. Don't you tell nobody that we was here. And I'm going to tell you, just drop your little card out the window. A little cloth, scarlet color. And when the death angel passed, when he come through, He'll tear down everything and walk around your house. He'll, oh my. It will honor your birthright. Haven't you noticed when you're going through things, everything gets tearing up and God honor your prayers? God honor your little worship. Even when people laugh like you ain't doing nothing, God still honor your little worship. But people said she was no good. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Amen.
How many of y'all feel like God don't love you sometimes? You feel like, yeah, this is hopeless. I felt like that one time. I felt like, man, as rotten as I've been, anyway, that man can love me. That's what the devil wanted me to believe. He pushed me into a shotgun wedding. He made me say yes to his lies. He made me drink. He made me lust out of my eyes. He made me act like a crazy. But grace. Miss Grace screamed out, I forgive you when you get ready. Clap to Barton. Listen to me. Listen to me, true worshipers. Don't ever let nobody put you out. Don't let nobody tell you you done so bad you can't make it. Their word ain't the final word. If you was on the Lamb Book of Life, God will bring you out of it. I know y'all used to be running and jumping and screaming, but I just feel good right now. Because I understand election. I understand my works ain't got nothing to do with it. I understand if I'm a seed, I'm a seed by his choice. I understand if I'm a true worshiper, he did it before I got here. You know, if my brother Donnie was to pass tonight, if he's a smart man, he probably got a will made out and it says something like this here. To my two beloved daughters, I leave them with this blank and that blank. To my beloved six granddaughters, I leave this. And to my great sweet wife, I leave this. And then he goes to a lawyer and he seals that. I don't care who get mad. I don't care who blow snort. Once it get the seal on it. They got a new law now that says, well, maybe he's out of his mind. They call it the out of mind law. They try to figure out whether you got bipolar, whether you're in the right mind. They try to break the will. But you can't break God's will. Once it's settled, it's settled. She'll always be Miss Reagan. She took his vow. She took his word. She had his children. She had a right to all his heritage. We took a vow. We took his word. We have a right to all his blessings. We, as a bride, have a right to every blessing. What's his is mine. Oh, God. I don't see how y'all can sit in y'all seats and I feel like a fire taking place in you. To know everything that God has belongs to you. I said everything. I said everything. When you sick, he got healing in him. When you're depressed, he got something to get you over that. He said, is there anything too hard for me? Have you thought about who you serving yet? Have you thought about who you married to yet? When you married to a king, you have access to everything. My daddy died. He didn't have nothing but a couple acres of land, if it was a couple acres. And all those brothers' names was on the deed. Is property. The judge said, he can't sell it to you, son. He can't get it to you, son. I said, I really don't want it. Somebody got to pay the taxes. Taxes don't be paid. Caesar gonna take it. So my brother comes out and says, who turned it to pay the taxes? I said, don't worry about it, I'll pay it. You wanna put a trail on it? You wanna sleep on it? You wanna make a garden out of it? Whatever you wanna do. It's daddy land anyway. If we don't pay it, it belongs to the government. But my dad and mom said, I'll tell you, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to make all of them, the one that want it, I'll take care of it. You that want this revelation, God's gonna put it out there and see how bad you want it. Cause if you want it, you'll sell out for it. You won't worry about how many in it, long as you in the will. Johnny got more than I got. I don't care how much he got. I'm still part of the will. God made me. I might can't sing like him. I might can't preach like him. But I do have the love of Jesus. Stop being jealous like Cain and just be happy what you got. Talking to the true worshiper. I'm going to read a statement. I'm going to tell y'all a story and then I'm going to close because I've been up here a while and I want to say something to y'all because I love you. A friend of mine got married again. And when he got married again, they asked me, would I marry him? And this is the truth. My wife knows the truth. And I said, no, I can't do it. You're my friend. Will you marry me? I said, no, I can't do it. Can't tell you who it is because they're hearing up there and then they'll go back and tell him, he talked about you at Brother Donovan Church. Try to break friendship. But he knew what I'm talking about anyway, so they're wasting the time. So if I don't call no name, I'm covered. But I said, I can't do it. He appreciated it because I stood for the word. Right. I won't marry a sinner with a Christian. Right. Lyndon, I wish people would quit saying black man white and white man black and tell all they said. A Chinese shouldn't marry a Mexican. Right. The worshipers heard all he said. The true worshipers heard what he said. He said a yellow man, a brown man, a black man, a white man. He made it clear, let every man have of his own color. Why do they just want to tag me and you? Why come it always got to be me versus you? Y'all know what I'm saying? For years, hundreds of years, always got something about the black and white. When are we going to grow up? When are we going to grow up and play in this game? You know, they're trying to start that old wall again. It ain't going to happen. It's too late to try to bring a division now. The bride's married to the lamb now. She will. Oh, God, have mercy. She will not buy into it. We will not buy into racialism. We will not buy into color. We're going to buy into the word. It won't be about color no more. It'll be about the word. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Hallelujah. Holy hallelujah. We will never fall into the devil's tricks. We won't buy into the devil's tricks. We're living off one thing now, and that's the word. We have Satan's answer now. Quit trying to start a war that's over. It won't work. Somebody tell Satan, it won't work. Say it again, it won't work. I was put on YouTube. You might can hear me if you go listen to it. I didn't mean for that to get on YouTube. I told brother, don't put that on me. Put it on anyway. I was preaching against homosexuality. But it's in the Bible. Did you know in Deuteronomy the Bible talks about it real strong? Deuteronomy said it would be put to death. The Bible says when mankind goeth for another man, he's to be put to death. Talked about it. Amen. Moses wrote about it. Amen. But what happened to our Constitution? What Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and our forefathers said, don't do it. Now, if we say something about that, they won't put us to jail. They're trying to dictate what we can preach. Not the true worshiper. Not the bride. We may go down, but we'll go down telling the truth. I told my church in closing, I said, now don't say amen, because they're watching you. Now all of you with fearful hearts, you better run now. Show whether you'll worship or not. Will you run or will you fight with the bride? I told my church, I said, we're on YouTube now. I didn't know it. I said, but all y'all that said amen, that you're against homosexuality and mixed marriage and stuff like that, your name has already been documented. You a Branhamite. Every one of y'all come here tonight and raise y'all hand. Every one of y'all, they seen you. I'm not ashamed to hug my brother. This is my brother from South Carolina, and I'm not ashamed of him regardless of what his color is. We'll return everything they do to us in love. But don't be afraid, Brian. Our prophet said that the world would have to get in a sodomite condition before we leave here. It's here now. They make our clothes. They cook our food. They play with our grandchildren. But we're not to be mean. We're to be honest. Did you know some of my biggest friends, now this is no joke, that meet me in the store world are homosexuals? They're nicer than some people say they're the bride. I'm going to say something to y'all because I love you. Y'all standing there. They can't help what they are. No more than you can help who you are. I've seen nice young men. Can't help it. He said it, so I said, I never thought Sam was a song homosexual. I would have never thought linebacker, defensive end, Sam would have been a homosexual. We shouldn't be ashamed to say that. He said, I am gay. His daddy said he was sitting at the table. And he emailed his dad and said, Dad, I need to tell you, I'm a homosexual. His dad jumped up from the table and wept. It didn't change his love for him, but it broke his heart.
That's exactly.
I say to all of y'all, we all gonna be shocked when it come down to the final end. They gave people even in this message. Some play music, some sing, even some preaching now. But once I find out, he will preach no more. Brother Donnie said, you're using this now. I'm going to read this quotation. I'm going to let you go. You know, I had so many papers flying around. I had to learn how to, the modern world is pushing us down the road. Now, y'all need to understand, I quit school. I'm not smart. This thing way smarter than me. But I got something on it. I'm a man that's a machine. And if one man put it together, another man can run it. Wow. I want to read y'all one statement our prophet said. In the message entitled, I Will Restore, preached in Owensburg, Kentucky, 1953, on the worshiper. But Cain laid his sacrifice down. He knelt down on his knees. And he raised up his hands. I can hear him with his beautiful prayer. How just he rhymed it out just so in order that everything he tried to find favor with Jehovah. He tried to find favor with Jehovah. Here is the work that I brought to lay down. I built this church. I've done all these things. I have worked hard. And here I am to part what I've got. I lay it here. I offer it to you, Jehovah. Can you find favor? That was his question. Can you find favor? Hallelujah. He was fundamental. He was just as fundamental as the other fellow was. But God, through election, then he said, amen. He shakes down a little bit. Because I am speaking to a half a million of groups of mimics here. But here, look, he was religious. He had the same attitude that Abraham had. He tried to find favor when a man never knew him. Jesus said, depart from me. I never knew you. You can't help who you are. This is a short one. I'm going to let you go. The Ephesian church age. What did the tree produce? The tree of knowledge. It produced death. Cain killed his brother, Abel. The wicked kills the righteous. The wicked kills the righteous. Are you righteous?
Yes, sir.
You've been killed. But I'm here to revive what the enemy tried to do. You want to hear something spiritual? They've been chopping on our trees for years.
Yes.
They went in the wrong way.
Yes.
They cut at the top, but if they forgot, the life was in the root of the tree. Yes. It produces, he killed his brother. The wicked kills the righteous. It sets a pattern.
Amen.
It will keep that pattern until the restoring of all that the prophets have spoken. It ain't gonna never change. Give the Lord Jesus a big hand clap. It will never change. Come on, give him a big hand clap. Oh, what a happy time this church would be. Jesus is coming after me. I hear him call upon my name as I sing Amazing Grace. I'll walk on streets that pure as gold. Church, I'll never, never, never grow old. How many know that? Oh, what a happy time that church will be. Oh, what a happy day. Everybody say, oh, what a happy day. Come on, say it. Oh, what a happy day. When we walk those golden streets. I'll walk on streets as pure as gold. Church, I'll never, never grow old. What a happy time that church would be. Oh, what a happy day. It's going to be a happy time, church. It's going to be a great time. Through this hoarse voice, let me try to sing. Fred, where you at? Well, you might pitch me too high on this. What will it be when we get over yonder and you're the throne around the glassy sea? The jubilee and the blood crown. Oh, yes. What will it be? To me, everybody sing with me. What will And when at last I see the face of Jesus. Yes, sir. Before me and the offering. I'm looking for that day. And when they crown him, I'll be there. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. One more time. Can the true church say amen? You need to turn around and say, Moses led God's children. Somebody said, Moses led God's children. And in this last day, William Branham led God's children. 40 years through a desert, Moses led them. And for years, this message has been leading the bride. Can you say amen? How many feel good? How many feel good? Can you shout with me? Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all.
Does that act like a man that's full of hate to you? It acts like a man that's passionate about what he believes, but full of hate. You know, a real true Christian cannot live in the realm of hate. No. Even for those who hate us. And remember, what the Lord dealt with us was before many of these difficult things comes. Motives for war. We want to keep our motives right. Our spirits right. Our attitudes right. And God will bless us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Enjoy the word tonight. Sister B had asked me if I'd sing "No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus." Brother Eric, will you pull that up for us? We'll try to sing that together before we go. And service in the morning, we just come back expecting the Lord to meet with us once again. I so appreciate Brother Fred and the saints coming and being with us. Don't you? Amen. I'll tell you, for me, Wednesday night was a turning point. The Lord really used Brother Andrew, and God just used him and spoke to our hearts, and it was just like a turning point for me. Thursday, I ate another piece of toast and a bowl of soup. So I've been picking up a little bit every day. I've been wanting to lose a little bit of weight, but this diet's been a killer. Amen. But what we look for is to see what our Father will bring out of all this. Because He's mighty in battle. Let's sing this together just a little bit before we go. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in Him a friend so kind and true. Yes, I would tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no one. Oh yes, let's sing it together now. Praise God. No one else. Now listen how we were. My life was full of sin when the Master found me. Remember? And my heart was full of misery and but Jesus placed. I remember it, Lord. I remember it, Lord. Around me. And He led me in the way I ought to go. Everybody now, before we go. Can you say amen to that? God bless you, saints. Sing it as you go. Thank God. Lord.